Saturday, May 3rd, the Feast of the Apostles, Saints Philip and James. First reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which also you stand. Through it you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. Haydock Commentary. This chapter is addressed to some among the Corinthians who denied the resurrection. St. Paul, therefore, in order to cure this philosophical opinion, gives them his counsel and advice in this chapter. And lest he might be thought to preach up a new doctrine, in the beginning of his admonitions, he informs them that he is preaching no other gospel than what he has always taught, and wherein they believe. The circumstances of the risen Christ's apparition to James are not mentioned in the Gospels. When St. Paul says, "Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me," it means, not made an apostle at the ordinary term, but after Christ's ascension. He says this of himself out of humility. The Gospel from John chapter 14, verses 6 through 14. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Haydock Commentary. "If you had known me, you would surely have known my Father also. That is," says St. John Chrysostom and St. Cyril, "if you knew me to be his true and eternal Son, you would always know him to be the Father from all eternity. And from henceforth, especially from the coming of the Holy Ghost, you shall know him with a more perfect knowledge. And you have seen him, not as to the divine nature, in this manner you have seen neither me nor him, but he that seeth me seeth the Father also, that is, he seeth him who is not a man only, but who also by my divine nature am one and the same with the Father. So that he who believes, and as it were sees or knows by faith who I am, cannot but know that I am one with my eternal Father, not one person, as the Sabellian heretics fancied, but one in nature and substance." The ancient fathers take notice against the Arian heretics that these words and others that follow in this chapter could not be true if Christ was no more than a creature, there being an infinite distance betwixt God and the highest of his creatures. "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me?" These words confirm the equality of the Father and the Son, nor can they be expounded of a union of affection only by what Christ told them before. "As the Father worketh till now, so I work, and whatsoever things the Father worketh, these also in like manner the Son doth." In the Son and in the Father there is one and the same essence, the same wisdom, the same power, so that what the Son says, he does not say it of himself, and what the Son does, he does not do it of himself, but it is the Father who abideth in the Son, who both acts and speaks. When Christ says they shall do greater works than these because he goes to the Father, he speaks of the greatness of visible miracles and tells them that after his ascension they shall be enabled even to do greater miracles than he has yet shown to the world. He would give this power to his disciples who were to convert the world, and perhaps the greatest miracle of all was the conversion of the whole world. "Behold another proof of my divinity, namely the wonderful miracles those perform who believe in me. An impostor may seduce the vulgar with false miracles, or perhaps with real wonderful prodigies, but he cannot confer that power on others. Behold, I have performed miracles by my own power, without any deceit, and always with a sovereign authority. I have given those who believe in me power to work in my name as great and even greater miracles than I have done myself. All this I have done to show you that I am equally God with the Father. I truly am so, for it would be impossible for God to assist an impostor, a liar, and an enemy to his honor and glory.